Restaurant. Alléluia. Restaurant in Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love, grace, and mercies. Thank you for battles you fought for us and won for us. Thank you for the strength you have given to us to live above limitations, to live above sin and weaknesses and infirmities. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for all the wonderful things you have performed in our lives and days and situations. Thank you for healing our sicknesses. Thank you for destroying our captivities. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your words that are coming to pass in our lives already. Thank you for a glorious future you have prepared for each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord, for the grace to live in perfect peace. To live our lives in perfect peace and joy and happiness. Thank you for rebuking Satan for our sins. Thank you for terminating the plans Satan and his agents have strategized, the evil plans they have strategized to accomplish in our lives. Thank you for terminating those plans. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for all the miracles and blessings we have received from you because of your faithfulness. Even the blessings we do not deserve. Thank you, Lord, for those miracles. Thank you for how you have supported us, defended us, protected us, and helped us since the beginning of this year till today. Thank you, faithful Lord. We are here this evening, this midnight, to pray, to seek your face, to call upon your name. O Lord, visit us with great power. Do mighty things among us. Shower your blessings upon us. Perform your miracles inside our spirit, souls, and bodies. And also on the outside, in our environment, in our situations. Perform your mighty miracles so that your name can be glorified. Thank you, Lord, for we know you are going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I know that as we call upon the Lord in this prayer session, He's going to answer us. So make sure your heart is fit on the Lord. And make sure your faith is alive. We're going to take some worship songs before we go into prayer points. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus, He's alive. Forever He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus, He's alive. Forever He's alive. Amen. His power is alive. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus, He's alive. Forever, He's alive. Amen. In your life. Amen. In my life, Jesus, He's alive. Forever, He's alive. Amen. In our midst, amen. In the hurt, Jesus, He's alive. Forever He's alive. Amen. Take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take all the glory. Take glory, Holy Ghost. Now and forevermore. Take all the glory, take glory, Father Jesus, take glory, Son, Holy Spirit, take glory, Holy Ghost, now and forevermore. All the glory must be to the Lord. All the glory must be to the Lord. For He is worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. Oh, all the glory. All the glory must be to the Lord. Oh, all the glory. For He is worthy of our He's worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. Our Father, our Father who art in heaven, amen. Our Lord, be thy name. O our Father, our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Our Lord, be thy name. O our Father, our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Our Lord be thy name. O our Father, our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Our Lord, be thy name. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. We give Jesus all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. We give him all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. Give him the glory. We give you all the glory, Jesus. We give you all honor. Give him the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands, so we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord, hallelujah, for the Lord God only, all things reign. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. I can face tomorrow. Because Jesus lives, because he lives. All fear is gone, all fear is gone. Because I know, because I know. He holds my feet. My life is worth a living just because he lives. because he lives, because he lives, I can face tomorrow, I can face tomorrow, because he lives, all fear is gone, all fear is gone, because I know, because I know, he holds my future, my life is worth a living just because he lives. Hallelujah, Hosanna. 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 Oh, hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. 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 To the King of Glory. Hallelujah. To the Ancient of Days. Hallelujah to the Most High One. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is none like you. There is none like you, Jesus. There is none like you. No one else. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and found there is none like you. Yahweh, covenant keeping God, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God, El Shaddai Adonai Yahweh, the covenant-keeping God, mighty man of war, Yahweh, the covenant-keeping God. You never fail, you never change, Yahweh, covenant keeping God, miracle walking God, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are who you are yesterday, today and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never change. You never change. You never fail. You are faithful to the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You are too faithful to fail me. Jesus, you are too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. You are too faithful to fail. You are too faithful to fail us. Yahweh, you are too faithful to disappoint us. You've proven yourself in our lives, and we have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail us. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power. Sing it. Come down, Jesus, and manifest your power. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power in this place as we pray. Lord, manifest your power. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power. Heal us, deliver us, manifest your power. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power. Touch us and bless us. Manifest your power. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power. Revive us. Change our lives. Manifest your power. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power. Adonai, we worship you, Son of God, Son of God. You are so good, Almighty God, Almighty God. Hallowed be your name, your dominion is forevermore. Oh, Adonai, Adonai. We worship you, Son of God, Son of God. You are so good. You are so good, Almighty God, Almighty God. Hallowed me your name. Your dominion is forevermore. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord, do something new. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord, ask Him to do something new in your life. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord, do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord. Our faith in God is on His throne. Have faith in God. He watches over His own. He cannot fail. He must prevail. He must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. He's on His throne. He's on His throne. Brethren, have faith in God. He watches over His own. He cannot fail. He must prevail. He must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Jesus is the answer for our word. For our word today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Oh, Jesus is the answer for our word today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer for our word today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Oh, Jesus is the answer for our word today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus is the way. I have made you too small in my eyes. Oh Lord, forgive me. I have believed in a lie. that you are unable to help me. But now, oh Lord, I see my wrong. Yield my heart and show yourself strong. And with my heart and with my song, oh Lord, be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified. Be magnified in my life. Be magnified. Oh Lord, you are highly exalted. You are highly exalted. And there is nothing you can't do. Oh Lord, oh Lord, my eyes are on you. Be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified. Be magnified, Lord Jesus. Be magnified, oh Lord. You are highly exalted, and there is nothing you can't do. Oh Lord, my eyes are on you. Oh Lord, my eyes are on you. Be magnified, oh Lord, be magnified, oh Lord, be magnified. Be magnified in my life. Oh Lord, be magnified. Be magnified in our lives. Oh Lord, be magnified. Be magnified in our midst. Oh Lord, be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify him. Adore him. Praise him for who he is. Praise him for who he is in glory. For he is in power. For he is in dominion. Praise him for who he is in authority. Praise him for who he is in strength. Praise the King of glory. Praise the Almighty God. Praise the Lord of hosts. The Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the ending, the first and the last, the God of Israel, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. Praise him, for there is none like him. He is greater than all, stronger than all, mightier than all, wiser than all, is higher than all, is richer than all. Glorify him, for by him were all things created, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or kingdoms, or principalities, or powers, or dominions. All things were created by him. All things were made by him and for him. Glorify him. All things were made for him. All things were made to serve him, to please him, to glorify him, worship him. You were made for him. You were made to glorify him. You were made to serve him. So praise him. You were not made to serve yourself. You were not made to please yourself. You were not made for yourself. You were made for him. Worship him. We praise you, Father. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. You are before all things. And by you, all things are held together. You are before all things. You existed before all things existed. And now you are the one holding all things together. We praise you, Father. You control times and seasons. You control the heavens and the earth. We praise you, Lord. You control the controllers of the things on earth. You rule the rulers. You govern the governors. You control the kings and presidents of nations. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him worship and praise. Amen. Amen. You are going to thank the Lord with this prayer. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for being so good to me, despite my unfaithfulness, despite my mistakes, my errors. Thank you for being so good to me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for being so good to me. Despite the fact that I have made a lot of mistakes, despite the fact that I did many things wrong, say, Father, thank you for being so good to me. Despite my unrighteousness and stains and unfaithfulness, still, you have been so good to me. You have been so good to my family. You have been so good to my family members. into thinking. Into thinking. If the Lord should deal with you according to your attitude, you shouldn't be alive by now. You would have allowed the enemy to consume you. Say, thank you, Lord, for being so good to me, despite my imperfections. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for delivering me from the traps and temptations of the enemy. You're going to say, Father, thank you for preventing me from falling into the traps and temptations of the enemy. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. It's not because you are so smart that you didn't fall into the trap that the devil set for you. It is because of his grace that kept you. It is his grace that kept you. Not because you were so smart or you are strong. Say, Father, thank you for keeping me from falling into the traps Satan set to destroy me. Say, Father, thank you for stopping me from falling into the temptations Satan set to destroy me. Thank you for keeping me from falling. Thank you for rescuing me from those traps and temptations. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your wall of fire that you have placed all around me to protect me from satanic and demonic attacks. Say, Father, thank you for creating a wall of fire to surround my life, so that the enemy cannot come near, so that the attacks of the enemy will not touch me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for your wall of fire. You have built all around me, all around my family members, all around my spouse, my children, my siblings, my parents, my grandchildren. Pray like that. Say, Father, thank you for your wall of fire you have built around my life to preserve me from deadly attacks of the enemy. To preserve me from deadly arrows of the enemy. To preserve my family from deadly attacks, deadly arrows of the enemy. Kind you found. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, release the answers to my unanswered prayers. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, release the answers to my unanswered prayers. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Say, Father, by your mercy, release the answers to my unanswered prayers. Those prayers I have prayed long time ago or many years ago, or those prayers I prayed recently that are not yet answered. Say, Father, according to your mercy, release the answers now. Release the answers now. Release the answers now. Thank you, Lord. All my expectations that have not yet come to pass. Oh Lord, bring them to pass. By your mercy. In the name of Jesus. All those things I have been trusting you for. All those beautiful things I have trusted you for. Oh Lord, by your mercy, release them now. Release them now. Release them now. Release them now. In the name of Jesus. Release the answers to my unanswered prayers. Today, right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, open every door the enemy has closed against my life. Open every door of progress, door of success, door of elevation, door of prosperity that the enemy have closed against me. Say, Father, with your mighty hand, open them now. Open them now for me. Begin to pray like that. Doors of breakthroughs, doors of new beginnings, doors of new connections, new relationships that my destiny needs. Oh Lord, open them now for me. In the name of Jesus. Doors of business. Success in business. Oh Lord, open them now. In the name of Jesus. Every door Satan has closed against my life. Father, with your mighty hand, open them for me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray that prayer. Open them for me now. Open them for me now. Open them for me now. In the name of Jesus. Doors of elevation. Doors of manifestation. Of my calling and destiny that the enemy have shot against me, that witches and wizards have shot against me. Oh Lord of hosts, open them now with your mighty hand in the name of Jesus. Doors of financial prosperity, doors of financial increase, doors of great opportunities. Oh Lord, open them now for me. In the name of Jesus. Doors of ministerial success. Oh Lord, open them for me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength and power to conquer all battles. I refuse to be defeated by my enemies. I refuse to be defeated by darkness. I refuse to be defeated by witchcraft. Say, I receive strength and power to conquer all battles. Open your mouth and pray like that. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. Though we are human beings, but we do not fight as human beings. Say, I receive power. I receive strength to conquer all battles, to conquer principalities and powers of darkness, to conquer all the forces of hell. Say, I receive strength and power to conquer sicknesses and disease. Say, I receive strength and power to conquer negative thoughts, to conquer unclean thoughts in my mind, to conquer evil thoughts in my mind. Say, I receive strength and power to conquer serpents and scorpions. Say, I receive strength and power to conquer environmental demons. May I receive strength and power to conquer every spell, witchcraft spells, witchcraft enchantment, witchcraft divinations, witchcraft rituals. May I receive strength and power to conquer all the works of darkness in the name of Jesus. May I refuse to be a victim in the battles of life. May I refuse to be a victim in the battles of life. May I refuse to be a captive in the battles of life. I receive strength and power to conquer my enemies in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Said it before that success, victory, prosperity is all about who is stronger. It is all about you becoming stronger than the forces working against you. That's all. Once you are stronger than them, to succeed becomes easy. To move forward becomes easy. To become prosperous becomes easy. So you're going to place your right hand on your head again. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength and power to become stronger than the forces that have been stronger than me. I receive strength and power to become stronger than the forces of darkness that have been above me, that have been dominating me, controlling me, oppressing me. See, I receive strength and power to become stronger than them. Open your mouth and pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Pray. See, I receive strength and power to become stronger than the forces of darkness that have been ruling over my life, oppressing my life, messing up my life, molesting my life, polluting my life, controlling my life. And I receive strength and power to rule over them. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength and power to rise above them. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength and power to dominate them, to oppress them. In the name of Jesus, pray. Pray with all of your heart. Pray with all of your strength. Pray that prayer. Enough is enough. One after win. Either you win or they win. So one person has to win. And you have to win. You are here to receive strength. You are in God's presence to receive strength. You are before the throne of grace to receive strength. Now is the opportunity that this time is the opportunity you have to receive strength. To become stronger than your enemies. Pray with the whole of your heart. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. For how long should you continue as a slave to your enemies? For how long? For how long should they continue to oppress you? Say, I receive strength and power to become stronger than my enemies. Say, I receive strength and power to rule over the forces that have been ruling over me for years. Bible says, for sin shall not have dominion over you. For how long will sin continue to dominate you? Is it not time for you to rise and dominate sin? Pray. For how long will witchcraft forces continue to dominate you? Is it not time for you to dominate them? Say, I receive power. I receive strength to rule over my oppressors. I receive power to oppress my oppressors. To dominate those who have been dominating me. I receive power right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost. Destroy every darkness upon me. Is giving me another mind that is contrary to the mind of Christ. The fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness following me, every darkness upon me, giving me another mind, another brain. That cannot be found in Christ. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness upon my head that is giving me another mind that cannot be found in Jesus. Giving me thoughts that cannot be found in Jesus. Giving me inspiration, ideas, imaginations that cannot be found in Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume the darkness now. Consume the darkness now. Consume the darkness now. Thank you, Lord. every darkness on my head that is giving me another mind that is contrary to the mind of Christ, be consumed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Every darkness on my head, giving me another mind, another thought, another mindset that is contrary to the mind of Jesus. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now, in the name of Jesus. Of the Holy Ghost. I refuse to think satanic thought. I refuse to think demonic thought. I refuse to think unclean thought, impure thought. Begin to say, I receive the mind of Jesus. Begin to say, I receive the mind of Christ. I reject the mind of Satan. I receive the mind of Christ. I reject the mind of demons. I receive the mind of Christ. I reject the mind of darkness. Begin to say, I receive the mind of Christ. I reject every carnal mind in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. That we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, let your mighty hand block every weapon the enemy is sending into my life to destroy my life. Say, Father, let your mighty hand block them now. Let your mighty hand block them now. I begin to pray like that. As they send those weapons, let it fail. Let the weapons fail. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, with your mighty hand, lock every weapon the enemy is throwing into my life, sending into my life. Let your mighty hand lock them. Let your mighty hand shield me. Hide me under your mighty hand from every weapon of the enemy that have been thrown at me. Say, Father, hide me under your mighty hand. Hide my family under your mighty hand. renewed me with your mighty hand. From every weapon the enemy is throwing at me, hide me, O Lord, under your mighty hand. In the name of Jesus, block the weapons of darkness. Cause the weapons of darkness fired at me to fail. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, oh, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, remember your promises and prophecies concerning my life. Hasten their manifestations. Hasten their manifestations. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, remember your promises and prophecies concerning my life and hasten their manifestations. Hasten their manifestations. Let them delay no more. Let them delay no more. Let them delay no more. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, your promises, your prophecies that you have revealed to me, O Lord, hasten their manifestations. Hasten their manifestations. All that you have said concerning me, all that you have revealed concerning me, say, Father, hasten their manifestations in the name of Jesus. Hasten their manifestations now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. All that you have revealed concerning me since when I was a child. All that you have revealed concerning me some years ago. All that you have revealed concerning me in my dreams, in my visions. Oh Lord, hasten their manifestations now. All that you have revealed concerning me through your servant. Oh Lord, hasten their manifestations now. Let them delay no more. Are you really serious with this prayer? Let them delay no more. Let them delay no more. All that you have written concerning me before I was born into this world. Father, hasten their manifestations right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Place your right hand on your head and pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy powers of darkness that wants to use my body to torment me. Powers of darkness that want to use my body to afflict me, to torment me. Let the fire of God consume them now. Open your mouth and pray. Fire of God, destroy every power assigned to use my body to torment me. Fire of God, destroy powers of darkness assigned to use my body to torment me. To use my body to afflict me. To use my body to limit me. Fire of God consume them now. Thank you, Lord. Fire of God consume them now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord of Jesus, blow into me right now. Destroy all the poisons of darkness in my body. Raise up your right hand. Say, Lord of Jesus, flow into me right now. Destroy all the poisons of darkness in my body. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Lord of Jesus. Lord of Jesus. Flow into me. Flow into my body right now. Destroy every poison of darkness there. Destroy every poison of darkness there. Destroy every poison of darkness there. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Goodbye. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, O Lord of hosts, manifest in my life. Against every attack of the enemy that keeps coming, the whole Lord of hosts manifest in my life to put an end to every attack of the enemy that keeps coming to me, coming at me. O Lord of hosts, manifest to put our hands to them. Begin to pray like that. The whole Lord of hosts, manifest in my life to put an end to every attack of the enemy that keeps coming at me non-stop, that keeps coming against me persistently. O Lord of hosts, manifest now in my life. Manifest now in my life. Manifest now in my life to end it tonight. Manifest in my life now and end it now. In the name of Jesus. The whole Lord of hosts manifest in my life to end satanic attacks, witchcraft attacks that keeps coming at me without stopping. Oh Lord of hosts, manifest in my life now to end it now. To end them now. In the name of Jesus. Manifest in my life. Put an end to them. Manifest in my dreams. Put an end to those attacks that keeps coming without stopping. Manifest in my environment. Put an end to satanic attacks, witchcraft attacks, marine spirit attacks that keeps coming non-stop. O Lord of hosts, manifest now and end them. Thank you, Lord. End them now. In the name of Jesus. End them now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are going to pray. You are going to say, Lord Jesus, release frustration upon all my enemies that are busy looking for ways to bring me down. So Lord Jesus, put frustration and confusion upon them. Put frustration upon them. All my enemies that are busy working to bring down my life. Oh Lord, put confusion and frustration upon them. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Lord Jesus, put your confusion and frustration upon my enemies that are walking tirelessly for my downfall, walking tirelessly for my shame, walking tirelessly for my disgrace, Lord Jesus, put your frustration upon them. Put your confusion upon them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Oh, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost. Destroy every spirit of laziness. That is keeping me from doing things that are important to my life and destiny. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every spirit of laziness that is keeping me from doing important things that pertains to my life. Destiny. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every lazy spirit, idle spirit. That is keeping me from doing important things. That pertains to my life, calling, and destiny. Important things that pertains to spiritual growth. Important things that pertains to my rising to the next level. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy that spirit. Remove that spirit from my life. In the name of Jesus. It is the spirit of laziness that makes you to procrastinate. Usually people that are very hard working, they don't procrastinate. People that are diligent, they don't procrastinate. They don't say, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to do it next week. That is laziness. Begin to say, I cast out every spirit of laziness in my life, keeping me from doing important things that pertains to my life, calling, and destiny. Important things that will produce the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. I cast out such spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We are framed. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to place your right hand on your head. You are going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost. Destroy every demonic portal that is projecting evil thoughts into my mind. The fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every portal of darkness, tunneling evil thoughts and ideas into my mind. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. The fire of the Holy Ghost destroy portals of darkness, tunneling evil thoughts, evil imaginations into my mind. Unclean thoughts into my mind. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy those portals. Destroy those portals in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy portals of darkness, tunneling fear into my mind. Tunneling doubt, unbelief into my mind. Tunneling loss into my mind. Pride into my mind. Bitterness into my mind. Hunger into my mind and emotions. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus. May you reject every covenant of slavery and hardship I inherited from my ancestors. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I reject every covenant of slavery and hardship I inherited from my ancestors. Lord of Jesus, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray. Say in the name of Jesus, I reject every covenant of slavery and hardship. Every covenant of pain. Covenant of pain, suffering. I inherited from my ancestors. I reject them now in the name of Jesus. Lord of Jesus, destroy the covenant. Lord of Jesus, destroy the covenant. Lord of Jesus, destroy the covenant. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 4 more prayer points. the session. You're going to breathe You're going to see Father. Give me your walks. Give me your walks with my life. Yeah. Give me your walks to do with my life. Say, Father, give me your walks to do with my life. Until you begin to do the walks that God gives you, not the one that you give yourself. You cannot profit God's kingdom with your life. Not the works you give yourself because you think this is the work of God, let me do. Not many people that are doing work of God in quotes are profiting God's kingdom. Because whatever they are doing, they are the ones that give themselves. They give themselves those works. They did not wait on God for God to give them his own works, his own assignment. So you are going to pray. Say, Father, give me your works to do for you. That my life can be profitable. Your kingdom, that my days may be profitable to your kingdom. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, give me your works to do for you so that my life will be profitable in your kingdom. For your kingdom. Give me your assignment to do for you. You can be doing all forms of activities in your church, and none of them are producing profit to God. You can be so big, and yet heaven is not recording any profit from what you are doing. Until you begin to do what God wants you to do, that is when your life becomes fruitful. Not what someone tells you to do, but what God wants you to do for Him. Say, oh Lord, give me your works so that I can be fruitful in my life. Give me your assignment to do for you. Show me what you want me to do for you so that my life can produce profit for your kingdom. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have any more prayer points? When it comes to working for God, you don't just assume that this is what God wants me to do. You have to be sure of what God wants you to do. You don't just assume. You have to pray and be sure that this is what God wants me to spend my life doing on earth. Yeah, you have to be sure. You don't just assume. Yeah, even though some people might be excited about what you are doing, but is God and heaven excited about what you are doing for God? Yeah, even though some people might feel like, oh, you are anointed, you are gifted. Is God and heaven? Please, by what you say you are doing for God. So you are going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see the things you want me to do for you with my life on earth. Open my eyes to see those things. Open my eyes to see the works you want me to do for you. Open my eyes to see how you want me to do it. You see, it is better you do nothing than do something that will produce no profit for God, for God's kingdom. Say, Father, open my eyes. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, open my eyes to see those things you want me to do for you. Those things you want me to do with my life here on earth. Open my eyes to see those things. Open my eyes to see the works you want me to do for you here on earth. Open my eyes to see how I'm supposed to do them. Yeah. You're not supposed to do the work of God with human wisdom, with human brain, human calculations. That is not how to do God's work. Say, oh Lord, open my eyes to see how you want me to serve you here on earth. What you want me to do for you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray maybe all this while you have been working for yourself. You have not really been working for God. Yeah. It's just yourself you have been working for. You are doing nothing for God. Nothing from your life is profiting God. That's a great error. A great error. You must serve God with your life. You must serve him with your life. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fill me with passion. Fill me with strong passion. So, get busy doing your work in the end. Say, Father, fill me with strong passion. So get busy doing your work in the earth, day and night. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Lord, fill me with passion. So get busy doing your work. Every day, even with passion to derive pleasure in doing your work, in working for you day and night. God is looking for laborers. And here you are, just laboring for yourself, laboring for money. And God is looking for laborers in his vineyard. And here you are, doing nothing, or doing little. Say, Father, fill me with strong passion to get busy working for you in the head, night and day. To get busy working for you. To get busy working for your kingdom. Night and day. If you can work for God the way you are working for money, maybe your life would have been transformed by now. If you work for God, if the same energy you were using to work for money, if you put the same energy to work for God, maybe your life would have been so transformed by now. Say, Father, fill me with strong passion. So get busy working for you, working for your kingdom, day and night. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You are still going to pray. I don't know if it is some days ago, maybe some weeks ago, I can't really remember how recent it is. God gave me a revelation about the God of money. The God of money. which is called Mammon. Yeah. You know that money is a spirit. There's a demon, a principality, and his name is money. I mean, his name is money, the cash that you spend. That's not the real money. The amount in your bank account is not the real money. The real money is a spirit. Yeah. The cash in your hand is just the instrument through which that spirit operates. It's just like the body of that spirit. The paper currency in your hand or the digits in your bank account is just the body or the vehicle of that spirit. So the real money is not visible, is not physical. Yeah. The real money is a demon. Yeah. So that is why the Bible says you must not pray for money. So when the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil, what another way of saying it is craving for money. You know, when you love someone, you crave for that person. Maybe husband loves his wife. You always want to be with that wife. And that's the meaning of that love in that verse in the Bible. When it says love of money, it's the same with craving for money. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. And that way of saying it is the craving for money. Yeah. Desiring it. Wanting it. Wanting to have it is the root of all evil. Yeah. So now, in the Revelation, I saw that giant principality. Very, very huge demon. Very huge. And I was seeing blood dropping from the mouth of that principality. Fresh blood was dropping. Because what I saw looked like something that have drank a lot of blood. You know, when you have drank so much blood, and then the blood is now dropping from the mouth. I'm sorry, I'm not referring to you. I mean, when the personality have drank blood to the point that the blood is too much on the inside of that being, and the blood is even rolling from the mouth of that thing. That was what I saw. So this huge principality have drank a lot of blood and is drunk with the blood of people all over the world. And the blood was dropping from his mouth. Yeah. And the Spirit of God was telling me that is Mammon, the god of money. Yeah. And then the Holy Spirit was interpreting to me that the reason why I saw blood in his mouth is because he has drained the strength of billions of people. So that is, billions of people, they are giving their strength to money. Yeah, the strength they should give to God, they are giving it to money. So because they want to make money, everybody wants to make money. I want to make money. I want to make money. So everybody is laboring, working hard. So the strength they are putting into into making money. That was what turned into blood in the realm of the spirit. So it's the blood. They are giving their blood to that demon. So the more people keep laboring for money, the more mammon keep getting a lot of blood to drink. So people are losing their strength to the devil. Yeah, and gradually people become weak spiritually, because that strength includes the strength of their spirit. It's not just the strength. The demon is not only draining the strength from their body, it's draining strength from their body, soul, and spirit, because it's a slavery system. It's idolatry. So billions of people worshipping money. And in fact, they have even replaced Jesus with money in their heart. So the position they have placed money in their heart is higher than where Jesus is in their heart. And that becomes idol worshiping. Yeah, they can't even give that money because they serve it. Yeah, you hear people use expression like my hard hand money. Yeah, they'll say my hard hand money. Like I work hard to get this money. Exactly. That is it. They work hard because they give their strength to mammon to get that money. So when God now demands for that money that they should give it, it becomes difficult for them to give. Yeah, because it's a slavery system. It's an idolatry. Yeah, the God of money will not want you to submit to the living God, to Jesus. So my point is that you cannot come out of this slavery to mammon until you stop giving your strength to mammon. Yeah, until you start serving God with your strength. So even if you happen to be even if you happen to have a job or a business that is, maybe you are self-employed or you are working under an employer, don't see it as if you are working for the employer. See it as if I'm here, I'm working for God. Maybe you are doing a business, see it as though I'm doing this business for God, not for myself. Until you change the narrative, you cannot come out of the idolatry. So you must serve God with your strength, not money. Yes, even if you are working for someone to earn money, think, reprogram your mind and say, I am not working for this person. I'm working for God. Because God is the owner of the money this person will give me. Yeah, and God will tell me what to do with that money after this person pays me. Maybe at the month end or whatever. So until you change that you reset your mind concerning money, you will remain a slave to money forever. Yeah, I'm telling you the truth. And God will not renew your strength. So everyone that keeps giving their strength to money and not to God, God will not renew their strength. And that is why they keep getting older than their age. And they keep getting one sickness or the other. because they are not serving God with their strength. They are serving money. And of course, if God does not have any share in your salary, if God does not have any part in the money you are earning, then you are not serving God. You are serving money. That's the truth. And also, how much share does God have in your salary? Is it just 10%? Can't you give God more than that? Yeah, so these are things you have to sit down and think about. Your strength must serve God and not money. Even though you are working for an employer, you must tell yourself that I am not working for money. I am not working for a man. I am working for God. And whatever they pay me belongs to God. Yeah, I pray God give you more understanding. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I withdraw my strength from money. I withdraw my strength from mammon. I give all my strength to God. I give all my strength to God. Only God will renew your strength when you give him your strength. Mammon will not renew your strength. It will continue to drain your strength until you die. Say, in the name of Jesus, I withdraw my strength from money. I give my strength to Jesus. I give my strength to the living God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I withdraw my strength from money. I refuse to crave for money. I refuse to serve money. I will only crave for God. And I will only serve God. I refuse to crave for money. I refuse to serve money. I will only serve God. I will only pray for God. In the name of Jesus. Say, I withdraw my strength from money. The Bible says you should love God with all your strength. Say, I withdraw my strength from money. I give all my strength to God. I give all my strength to God in the name of Jesus. I give all my strength to God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for being so compassionate and so merciful toward us. Thank you for your presence and power in our lives. Thank you for all the wonderful things and beautiful things we have received from you. Thank you for great victories you have given to us over our enemies. be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for destroying all the works of darkness that were fashioned against us. Thank you for opening a new chapter, a new glorious chapter of our lives. Thank you for making us stronger than our enemies. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you visit everyone here according to your message and signs and wonders in every life. Such wonders that will shock everyone. Such wonders that will shock even their enemies. O Lord of hosts, visit every life here and do them now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the hand of God will rewrite your destiny, rewrite your story. Forgiveness in the name of Jesus. And repeat, let the hand of God rewrite your story. Rewrite your destiny for greatness to manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. Every mistake and error you have made that have removed you from the path that will lead you into greatness, I pray that the Lord puts you back in that path that will lead you into your greatness. I pray that you are repositioned for greatness in Jesus' name. Everything that is not giving glory to God in your life, everything that is bringing shame to the name of God in your life, I command them to come out of your life right now in the name of Jesus. From today, you shall live in perfect peace in the name of Jesus. And all your unanswered prayers shall be answered in the name of Jesus. May the Lord use you to solve many problems that is prevailing in your family. May the Lord use you to solve many problems that is prevailing in your environment. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I am praying. Amen.